first time in, well, I guess this is the first time in 37 years of teaching that I have ever been in one chapter and God wouldn't let me out. I started to move to chapter 2. I wanted to go to chapter 2. I read it how chapter 1 ends so I can go to chapter 2. Not tired of it. We're talking in chapter 1 about the most essential, the most important thing in anyone's life. And we're talking about the only way to get the most important thing in your life. Bless God, it's about you being out and getting in. Yeah. And if you ain't in, you're out. Well, that's what the Bible said. He cast them into outer darkness. He didn't say cast them into the inner darkness. They're out. Revelation says those that are wrong cannot.
Thank you.
Now, careful, I don't want to forget the word, but I did say that to you. Now, if you would, look at chapter 4, at verse 36. I'm going to start that. We're going to go to the board of that. I'm just going to give you some. You know, I hesitate to get into the same story. They are stories. But folks, they're critical. I mean, this is not just stories. These are real people. I know they're real people. God wouldn't put fictitious stories in here, folks.
No.
Because you're not fictitious. Are you raising your hand if you're real? David, you can't go down and jump over now to and
Thank you.
como con el you have to believe that unsaved man will save you. And Ian goes to life everlasting. And that goes to total damnation. Why? Because it's the power of God. God's power. Listen, the same power that he demonstrated in all of that terrible situation. And that's what we were. Go!